Learn to ignore your inner critic and create your inner coach. Take a deep breath in, and as you breathe out, let it all go. Let's talk about a voice that we all know too well, the inner critic. You know the one. It tells you you're not good enough, that you should be further ahead, that every mistake means you failed, that everybody else is doing better than you. Maybe that you're behind other people. Perhaps the inner critic shows up when you're scrolling through social media. The voice often sounds too familiar, so constant. You may have started to believe it's you. The inner critic is that harsh internal voice that judges, that doubts, and that undermines you. It is often reflective of old fears, past conditioning, other people's opinions, or unrealistic expectations. The inner critic lowers your self-esteem. It increases anxiety and stress. It stops you from growing and taking risks. And it reinforces negative beliefs about yourself. But here's the truth. Your inner critic is not your truth. It's a collection of fears, doubts, and old stories. It's voices you might have inherited, absorbed, or been taught. You don't have to listen anymore. You don't have to believe that inner critic anymore. You get to choose a different voice. The voice of the inner coach. The inner coach is your wise, supportive, encouraging voice. It helps you navigate every day and challenges with self-compassion, with kindness, and with clarity. So let's think about what the inner coach or the inner critic would say. The inner critic might say, "You've messed that up." Whereas the coach might say, "It's okay to make mistakes. What can you learn from it?" The inner critic might say, "You're not good enough." And the coach would say, "You're growing, and that is enough." The critic might say, "You'll never succeed." And the coach says, "One step at a time." The critic might say, "Look at them, they're doing really well." And the coach would say, "You do you, and that is more than enough." Right now, I want you to imagine a new voice emerging, the voice of your inner coach. This voice is steady. This voice is supportive. Your inner coach is wise and encouraging. It doesn't ignore your struggles, it sees them. But it responds with kindness, not judgment. Where your inner critic says, "You're not doing enough," your inner coach says, "You're doing your best, and that's more than enough." Where your critic says, "You'll always mess things up," your coach says, "You've got this. Let's learn from it." Take a few deep breaths, breathing in calm, supportive energy, and breathing out that old critical energy. And again, take another deep breath in of calm, coaching stillness, and breathe out that critical voice. And perhaps close your eyes or let them rest. And I want you to hear this. You are allowed to talk to yourself like someone you care about. You are allowed to rewrite the voice in your head. You are allowed to let go of the critic and nurture and create the coach. You're allowed to acknowledge the critic has bullied you and it hasn't worked. So let's invite the coach in. Next time that old critical voice rises, pause. Recognize it for what it is. Maybe give that voice a name. And then invite your coach to speak through you and to you. And the importance of choosing the coach is that inner coach builds resilience and self-trust. It encourages emotional balance and confidence. It promotes a kinder, more empowering inner dialogue. That inner coach allows you to begin to believe you are enough. You are more than enough. You are unique. There is no one else like you, so you can't compare yourself. The inner coach reminds you, you are not your mistakes, you are not your doubts. You are growing, you are learning, and you are worthy of your own encouragement. That inner coach speaks to you like your closest friend, your most loving person in your life would. Breathe that in. That voice within you that fully supports you. Let that truth settle in your mind. In your body. You are learning to feel safe. You are learning to feel stronger. You are more than enough. And you are learning to support yourself. And you are creating that powerful, loving, kind voice of the inner critic. So give yourself a moment to let that inner critic go and to really become more aware of the voice, of the feeling, of the support of your inner coach. That's it. And take a moment and notice your breath again. Become aware of the noises or the sounds and the colours around you. And know that that inner coach, the more you practice being and hearing and the voice of, the more you feel supported.